My name is Randall Linker. I am age 13 years old. Today's date, November 25th, 2018. And I'm speaking with Chris Langford, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Atlanta, Georgia. Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life?
Let's see. My grandmother.
Why is that?
She was just a big part of my life growing up, and I don't know. I mean, I just always wanted to make her proud, I guess.
What are some of your childhood stories?
What kind of childhood stories are we talking about?
Any.
I don't know. I grew up playing sports. I don't really have any great childhood stories that I can think of right off the top of my head. Can we come back to that question?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you still have? Did you have any friends that you know now?
That I still keep in touch with from childhood?
Yes.
No, most of the friends that I keep in touch with now are people that I went to college with.
Did you like school? Why and why not?
Yeah, I did like school. I liked math and history in particular. I didn't really care for English that much. And I wasn't a real big fan of science either, but I did like math and history.
What jobs did you have or have now?
Well, when I was in high school, I worked at the golf course, and then I also worked at the local Dairy Queen for a summer. When I was in college, co-opt my way through college, which means I went to school one quarter and then I worked another quarter with an information technology company that was in Atlanta. When I graduated from college, I went to work for Synovus down in Columbus, Georgia. Then I came back to Atlanta and went to work for Coca-Cola, worked for them for about 7 years. Then I worked for Delta Airlines for another 10 years, and now I'm training to take over the family business, which is car dealerships, from your granddaddy.
What are some of your favorite holidays?
Christmas, for sure. Just because brings the family all together. Thanksgiving. And I like Memorial Day because it's the kickoff of summer.
What are you most proud of?
That I did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm very proud of my 3 children, I will say that. But if you're looking for individual accomplishments, I would say graduating from Georgia Tech. It's a very hard school. I had to work really hard to stay in school there and ultimately graduate. So I really am quite proud of that.
Are there any old traditions that have been passed on?
Family traditions?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. We always have Nina's dressing at Thanksgiving, which is kind of a tradition. I can't think of any more so than that. No.
And so back to that most proud of thing, why are you most proud of that? Oh, you already said that.
I did. But I'll say it again. I mean, Georgia Tech is a very hard school to get into, a very hard school to stay in, and a very hard school to graduate from. So I'm proud of that.
Do you have any childhood stories?
Gosh, I can't think of. I don't know if it's childhood stories, but remember that story I was telling all those boys when you were on that football team about the time that I was in high school. I was a freshman and trying out for the football team, and the coach, and I was small, I weighed about 130 pounds. Coach really didn't want me to be out there, so he put me up against Keith Henderson, which is a guy that went on to play running back for the University of Georgia. Then he went on to play for the 49ers and won a Super Bowl trophy with them. Anyway, he weighed about 235 at the time, and he made me tackle him. And the first time I couldn't do it, went home and I told my dad that I wanted to quit football. And he said that we don't ever quit anything that we start. So the next day I went to practice, and the coach made me go up against Keith Henderson again. And I ultimately figured out a way to tackle him and stay in sports. Stay in football.
For your great children listening to this year's from now, is there any wisdom you would want to pass on to them?
Great grandchildren? Be patient, work hard. Hard work always pays off, but it may not come as fast as you want it or expect it, but at some point it will eventually pay off. Just be patient and work hard.
And done.
Is that good?